we continue with Igeret Ramban, the letter of the Ramban to his son. We said that Ramban had to run away to Israel. He was thrown out by the Spanish, and he was 72 years old, and he ran away. He ran away to Israel, and he started a synagogue over the old city. Right. So he starts his letter to his son with a very famous line from Mishlei, from Proverbs, Shema beni musar avicha. Listen, my son, to the musar, to the ethics of your father. Val titosh mitorat emecha. And don't turn away from the Torah of your mother. Interesting pasuk in Mishlei. Shema musar avicha. What is the musar of your father and the Torah of your mother? It's interesting. Normally you get Torah from your mother or you get Torah from your father. Where do you get the ethics from? So he says, ethics from your father and the Torah from your mother. What's going on here? So number one, who's the father, who's the mother? Number one, so you can explain it in a pshat way. Simple way, your father gives you the guidance, the strong guidance, and your mother gives you the soft guidance. Mother, the father is the tough guy, the family gives you musar, gives you direction, and the woman in those days at least was soft and she was more role model. That's Torah, role model. Or you can give the drasha is the father is the written law and the mother is the oral law. Well, not really. Father is the oral and the written law, the mother is the rabbinical law. That's what they say. The mother is the rabbinical law. Was brought down by Rashi on Chumash on the Mishlei, and so the mother is the rabbinical law, which wants to guide the Jews by making fences around the Torah. The mother takes precautions for a child. She loves the child so much, she makes precautions, extra precautions that the father does not even take. So this is a very important concept, of keeping the chain of tradition alive. It's interesting. There's two words. There's a word for a root. What is the word for a root? Shoresh. And the word for a chain? Sharsheret. So you got to take that root. The root is the parents. You got to make that root into a chain. So you can imagine the parents are the root of the chain, first chain, and the child's now going to be a sharsheret, a chain, a link in the chain. So for the word shoresh comes the word sharsheret. So we have the roots. The roots are our father and mother, and we have to build the links. That's what he's saying. Shema b'ni musar avicha, v'atosh b'atosh amecha. You make yourself into the next link in the chain. And he starts off. Beautiful idea. Oh, yeah, yeah. This is gorgeous. This is gorgeous. This is really, this idea is such a beautiful idea. Tidnaheg tamid laber kol dvarecha benachat. A person should try their best to always speak softly. To always speak nicely. Sweetly and softly. And this is the Balei Musar tell us. There's a few things over here. We're going to split the words into a few words each at a time. Number one is Titnaheg Tamid. What does that mean? Make a minhag for yourself. Make a custom yourself. Accustom yourself to always speak nicely and quietly to people. Accustom yourself. What does that mean? Get into a habit. Always speaking nicely and sweetly and softly. Titnaheg Tamid, which means accustom yourself. And prepare yourself, because one day you'll want to lose it. So make sure, even before you lose it, make sure you're going to get used to it, that you'll never even lose it. And a person's going to be prepared. That's the trouble. We're not prepared. All of a sudden, things strike us, and it triggers our anger. Why? Because the person is not ready for it. So he says, Titnaheg Tamid. Always be ready for it. Always be ready to speak quietly. Always prepare yourself. Gear yourself up. You don't know when it's going to hit you. You don't know when someone's going to come and scream at you and talk to you badly and nasty. And you're going to lose your temper and scream. Always be quiet. Always talk nicely. Always get used to it. As we talked about in the Mishnah, right? Talk about Hillel. They're trying to make Hillel lose his temper. Right? The guy took a bet, 400 gold coins. Remember? 400 zuz. I'm going to make Hillel lose his temper. The other guy says, you won't. So I will. You watch. Friday afternoon, he's going to go to Hillel. He loves how to take a shower. Hillel, Hillel! Hillel comes up. Yes, my son. What can I do for you? Should I have a question for you? So, okay, ask whatever question. He sits down nicely. Not in a rush. Come on, it's Friday. He's not in a rush. Come on. He has all the time in the world. Patience. Hillel has patience. That's what we're talking about. Always get used to speaking softly and calmly. It's so hard. It's so hard. Really hard. This is a really hard thing to do in all circumstances. That's what he's saying. Titnaheg tamid. All circumstances, always speak softly and sweetly. So hard. It's so hard to do. And that's why Ezru Gibor HaKobesh Yisro. Who is mighty, a person can control themselves. It's so hard to always speak nicely to people. You know, that's why customer service is such a hard job sometimes. Because why? Because the guy wants, someone just told me that they're coming back from Israel on United Airlines. And United Airlines canceled the flight without telling them. They go to the airport, no flight. They rearrange the flight for Motzei Shabbat. They go to the airport, no flight. Twice in a row they canceled. Now he's going to call customer service. Now if I was here, I'd scream at them. I don't know. I'm trying my best not to scream. I would like to not scream. I'm just saying, that's what it says. Tinaheg tamid. Always, even if you're being wronged, always, if even if you lost your flight, it's so hard to do. Don't scream at the customer service. You know what?
Well, they didn't cancel the flight, the customer service.
No, I'm saying. But they're the ones who get the brunt. They're the ones who get the brunt of it. So now the guy on the receiving end, the guy who wants to scream at him. He has to also learn how to scream calmly, because if he screams back, he's fired. Can you imagine what kind of job that is? The police. You see the rioters and the guys, they're striking or whatever it is, and they're screaming at the police. The police have to know how not to answer. Now if you go to England, the guards at the Queen's Palace, they was actually at one time stand outside in this pillar box. Remember the pillar box? In this little box over there, and they got to stand there motionless. And the American tourists would come and pinch them and put a feather under their nose.
Tell a joke.
And they're meant to stay there, like statues. So what happened is they got so infuriated that they had put them behind the fence now. You can't touch them, you can't go near them, they're behind the fence. So they do guard duty behind the fence. Because when they're outside the fence, these guys are trying to rile them up. And it's so easy to get riled, you know? So imagine, it's a very hard job to be customer service. People have complaints, they come to you, they scream at you. What are you going to do? So the answer is you have to answer them quietly. The only way you'll calm someone down, if you get angry, it's going to get even more angry. The only way you'll calm him down is by keeping calm. Calm. You know, I had a rabbi in Israel, very, very famous, Rabbi Kassin. Rabbi Kassin, he had a policy. If you're angry, I don't talk to you. Till you calm down, come back to me tomorrow. I cannot, he has a policy. He says, my policy is, I don't speak to angry people. It's a great policy. You know why? The guy says, oh, can't talk to him. But I'm angry now, I want to talk to him. That's when I want to talk to him. No, I can't talk to you now, come back to me tomorrow when you're calm. Psh, what a great policy, what an amazing policy. But the customer service, they can't do that. Call me tomorrow when you're calm. They can't do that, I get fired. So it's very hard, and that's why it says, Tidna hek tamid, accustom yourself to speaking calmly and softly. A rabbi loses his temper, he's finished. Tani, finished. I know a rabbi in Los Angeles, nameless, he threw a chair at someone. He went berserk. Guy's infuriated. He got to go chair and threw the guy. That was the last time I heard of him. I mean, he didn't last very long. Okay.
But it's just charity.
Charity. There you go, charity. He's doing charity. Throwing a chair, that's charity, okay. You go tell the board, I'm doing charity. Okay. So, the trick is to keep calm. How do you keep calm? You have to nerve yourself before. You have to prepare before. Who knows what they're going to say to me? What are they going to say? Stay calm. So before the crisis hits, that's a trick. Before the crisis hits, don't panic. Trouble sometimes, some people panic and they get, you know, I saw this when I was a kid. I was a kid walking down the street with my big brother. And three hoodlums come. She was walking down, it's England, London. Well, you're fair game. Fair game in London. You walk down the street with a yarmulke. Three hoodlums come, one with a stick. And they start us. You want to fight, blah, blah, blah. My brother is calm as a cucumber. Really, I really respect him. Stay calm. Before they left, they whacked me and they threw my kippah. And, well, he was fine. he's bigger than me. But he kept calm. Very, very important to keep calm. The second guy was the head of the community in London. And, you know, Sfaradim are very hot-tempered. And one day they really lost their temper with him and they started screaming at him. So he was standing on the beamer and they're all around like really like wolves. They're screaming, this one's screaming and this one's screaming at him. He said, okay, have you finished screaming? Keep screaming. He didn't lose his temper. Just calm down until they got tired of screaming at him. They got tired. So it's very important. Whoever keeps calm wins. Very simple. You keep calm, you win. The person loses temper, loser. He's a loser. Person's temper is loser. They lost their temper and they lost their respect. Because when someone loses it, they also lose their strength. So it's so important to stay calm. The trouble is, it's very hard to stay calm. So that's why he says, Sidna Heg Tamid, always accustom yourself to always, under all situations, to stay calm. Now, can you imagine, Ramban was in the disputation. You're having a dispute with someone, and they ask you hard questions, and they want to push your buttons, right? Best way. If you're having a debate with someone, always try and push their buttons this way. They lose the debate, because they're going to scream and shout. Right? That's what they try and do. You go on a TV interview with all these politicians, they have to stay calm. If they lose it, they lost it. That's it. They lost the election. They got to stay calm under all situations and all circumstances. And if you lose your temper, and you lose it, you can't even think straight. You can't think logically anymore. You can't think rationally anymore. You can't even answer the questions. So it's so important to stay calm, and it's so hard to stay calm. And that's what Ramban says to his son. The first thing he says, Shema b'ni Musar Avicha, he calls them Pasuk and Mishlei, but the first thing he says after that is, Titnahek tamid ledaber benachat. Always get used to and accustomed to speaking nicely and softly and sweetly. Always. So be prepared. You know a difficult situation is going to arise. You know people are going to needle you. They're going to push your buttons. Someone pushed my buttons yesterday. They pushed my buttons yesterday. Talking about, I can't even talk to it. So pushing my buttons, but thank God I managed to stay calm because I nearly lost it. Because some things, you know, you got to boil inside. You're boiling inside. They're doing wrong things. People are doing wrong things. They want to brag about it. They're proud. They're proud of these things. How can you be proud of such a thing? You're defying God. You're proud of it. Right? So it boils your blood. You have to stay calm. Stay calm. Even when you're angry, stay calm. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu lost it. Did he lose it? Shimuna Hamorim. Listen to me, rebellious ones of the rock. And he hit the rock. He did the wrong thing because he lost it. He lost his temper with the Jewish people. Hashem says, that's it. Prepare for your death. I don't want to die. I want to go into Israel. Shimuna Hamorim. So it's very important. But listen, 40 years. Imagine 40 years torture. 40 years of torture. They're bugging him and pestering him and screaming at him. And 40 years, not bad. She lasted 40 years. It's amazing. Halavai, we can last a lifetime. Tinheg, I mean, it's so hard. Because you know who you're going to lose your temper with? Those who are closest to you. Why? Because you love them the most. And when they offend you, their offense hurts you. And when it hurts you, that's when you scream. People who don't hurt you, they don't hurt you because they don't care. I don't care. I don't love them. He doesn't love me. I don't love him. There's no love inside. When there's love inside, there can be hate. And when there's love inside, there can be anger. So it's a key. People who push the buttons are the ones you love the most. That's really a very... So that's why it's important in situations which are going to happen in the house, outside the house, at work. People are closer to you. Be prepared. Don't lose your cool. Never lose your cool. Never, never, never lose your cool. Titnaheg tamid l'daber benachat. Okay, so we come to l'daber benachat. Speak gently. By the way, the one I know who speaks the softest is Rabbi Bakshi Doron. Rabbi Bakshi Doron was the chief rabbi of Israel. And I listened to him many times. It's so hard to hear him because he speaks so softly. He takes it so literally. He speaks so softly. The good part of it is you have to really keep quiet and he listens to what he's saying because you can't hear what he's saying. He's a chief rabbi. You want to hear what he's saying. So he is very quiet. Very hard to hear him, even with a microphone. So hard to hear. So he spoke very gently and very softly. But that's good. But if you're trying to teach people, you want people to hear you. So even in tension-packed situations, where the atmosphere is charged with hostility, even when you must confront your enemy, even when you're obliged to admonish someone, it's a mitzvah of the Torah to admonish someone, reprove someone. Try and do it sweetly and calmly, and you're more likely to be listened to. If you do it in a very harsh way and scream at them, they're not going to listen to you. You know what? People turn off their heads when you scream, especially children. If you scream, it's just too loud for them. They can't listen to you. They get scared and they can't listen. So it's very important to talk quietly, talk sweetly, and look at them in the eyes and talk nicely. Gentle words have more force than screaming and shouting. Gentle words and more force. And that's what Hashem does with Eliyahu Navi, right? It's the small, still voice. First the earthquake, and the fire, and the lightning, and the storm. And God is not in the earthquake, and God is not in the storm. And then he has this called the Mama Daka. Small, still voice, and Hashem was in the small, still voice. So Hashem is giving us an example. You can create with your words. Hashem created the world with words. The only being he did not create with words is...
Man,
excellent. How?
Earth.
What else?
Earth and
blew into his nostrils the breath of life. Interesting. Others he created, let there be, come to man. Man was a direct creation of Hashem. His soul into the man's soul. Right to the man. So the example of the glass blower, right? You blow into the glass, a bit of the breath is left inside. And the breathing is connected to the soul of the giver. Our souls are connected to Hashem through the blowing. We're the only being that was created not through speech. Man was the only being created not through speech. Amazing. So we see the power of speech. Hashem created the world with speech. Imagine. Even though, don't take it literally. But even though it's written like that, to tell you the power of speech can break or make. Speech can make and break. So it's very important to speak gently. You can make a child with soft speech and you can break a child with harsh speech. You can make yourself with harsh speech. You can speak badly to yourself. You're idiot, you're fool, you're idiot, you're going to knock yourself over. Suppose you're going to learn how to speak gentle words. The trouble is, okay, everyone has the triggers to push their buttons and then they go crazy. Right? I bet you I can make you lose your temper. I don't know. Look what they did to Hillel, right? They took a bet. There's no one in the world you can't make lose temper. You just push the right buttons, you make lose temper. Hillel was unusual, and everyone knows that. Hillel was unusual that you could do whatever you wanted, you'd never lose a temper. Because why? He practiced. Always try your best. Practice. Now, how do you practice not losing your temper? How do you practice always speaking nicely? So the answer is, you always get used to it. It's a habit. You cannot raise your voice. You get into the habit of never raising your voice. Fantastic habit. But you'll only know when the test is there. That's the only trouble. You'll only know when the test is there. But says, you know what? I never lost my temper in 20 years. Yeah, but the 21st year, maybe you will. Coming through. L'chol Adam. I want to tell you a story. It's a true story. My mother told me the story about her father. I saw her, my grandfather, he was 96. That's the last time I saw him. That's the only earliest memory I have and the latest memory I have. 96 years old. He was sitting on his porch saying Tehillim all day. That's what he did. He sat on the porch saying Tehillim all day. He was also a shochet. I don't know how he shechted, but don't ask questions. And she tells me the story. When he was younger, two robbers burst into the house. And he's sitting on his chair. She's watching this. The baby, she's a girl. She's watching this. Imagine, put a gun to his head. Where do you hide your money, Jew? Where do you hide your money? And they're screaming and shouting at us. And he's calm. He's calm. He says, I don't have any money. I don't have money. It's in the bank. I don't have any money. I didn't hide money. He saw him so calmly and peacefully. And they're watching him. He's not even scared. He's just sitting there calmly as if he's talking to them. He's having a cup of tea. It's wild. And she said, one guy told the other, leave him alone now. Let's go. Don't kill him because the police are going to come or whatever. You're getting in trouble. If he'd have lost his temper, they'd have killed him. No question about it. So important to stay calm. See, in hostage scenarios, the hostages that stay calm usually survive. The guys who scream and shout, they shot them straight away. So it's so hard to do. It's so hard to do this all the time, 24/7. All the people. Treat all people with equal respect and sensitivity. Someone insults you, say thank you so much. You know, this is one of the goals of the Kabbalists. It's called equanimity. What's the other word for it? There's a word, beautiful word for it. Equanimity, never losing control. Always in control, never losing control. It's so hard to do, so hard to do. I can't even tell you the story, it's so disgusting. It says there was a Hasid on the boat. Kabbalist on the boat. And he was on the lower decks, and this guy is urinating on the top deck, and the urine is falling onto this guy. So it was the happiest day of my life. So why is the happiest day of your life? He said, I felt the same way. I never lost my temper. I never lost anything. I felt the same before and I felt the same after. I never lost my control. It's the happiest day of my life because now I knew I have self-control. The happiest day of your life should be when you know you have self-control. You have a test. Pass the test. It's the happiest day of your life. The only trouble is, there's 50 million different kinds of tests. That's the trouble. You pass this test, that's another kind of test. You pass this, like Avraham Avinu had 10 tests. What do you mean? Pass one, it's not enough? No, yeah, there's one for this side, one for that side, one for this side, one for that side. Treat all people with equal respect and sensitivity. Chol Adam, he says. React calmly. Remain calm all the time. So tough. So tough. So even parents, spouse, children. So hard. So hard. You know what? Sometimes our children get on our nerves. Our spouse sometimes gets on our nerves. Listen, if you're working and your boss tells you something, you can't answer. You can't say anything. You're going to lose your job. But if your spouse tells you something, you can jolly well answer them. You're not going to lose your job, hopefully. You may lose your spouse. Yeah. So people find it easier to scream at their spouses, scream at their children, and scream at their work. I don't lose my job. But my kids, scream at them. Scream and shout. It's so hard to stay calm and courteous to your own family. That's the hard part. Interesting. It's very hard. So this applies to everyone. Let's see. Look at the words. Tinahiktami. Accustom yourself. Get into the habit. Rambam says you do something 3 times, it's like a habit. The only trouble is, it's not always the same. Speaking to one person, speaking to another person, this guy's a nudnik, this guy's not a nudnik. Different ways. Each person's different. The berbanacha, speak gently and speak softly and speak nicely. The chol adam, to all people. All different kinds of people. The cholet, at all times. Even though you're aggravated, you had a hard day at the work, and you want to lose your temper, and you can't control yourself. I just saw a video yesterday. This guy, road rage. Have you seen this one? Yesterday. This guy got out, he was ramming, he has 2 SUVs, he's ramming the other SUV, going backwards, forward, smash, backwards, forward, smash. He finally gets out of his car, jumps on the roof of the other guy, and he's smacking the roof of the SUV, he's pulling pieces off. This guy's like a lunatic. The police are there, they're watching. They're waiting for him to collapse. He collapsed, fell down on the floor, and they arrested him. Didn't do anything. He's jumping on the SUV. Lunatic. Yesterday. That's a guy who loses control. He lost control. So I can imagine. Road rage. It's crazy. Guy cuts out with a bar. Smashing the other guy's windscreen. Lunatics. You got so wide. It's crazy. Road rage. Why? They can't control themselves. Out of control. Berserk. Or you just pull one more lever, one more straw that, you know, happens to all of us. We're stressed out. It's the rat race over here. This is the northeast. You're running. The train's late. I'm late for my job. I come back and late home. And late. This New Jersey Transit drives me crazy. Right?
Friday.
Who are they the rudest to? The conductors. Conductors. Hard to be a conductor on New Jersey Transit. Because they're always late. Never lose your temper. Even when you're exhausted. Cholet. Becholet. All times. No excuses. Exhausted, drained, disappointed, aggravated, shocked, confused, terrified. Even the whole world's crashing it on your head. Stay calm. So hard to stay calm. I was once at a post office. It's not any post office. The post office at Meir Shari. I don't know if you've ever been to an Israeli post office. Try not to. Try not to go to an Israeli post office.
You need stamps.
And this is talking about, I'm talking about 40 years ago. 40 years ago at Israeli post office. I'm a young guy. I'm there, first time in Israel. I don't know anything about Israeli post offices. I go to buy stamps. Airmail letter. That's the only way I never, you know, can't call your parents. No, because no cell phones. No, yeah. You have to go to the main post office to make a trunk call. It's called an international call. You have to pay in advance. That's how you make an international call. You can't call. So you buy a letter, write a letter. You have 10 days, maybe you'll get a reply in 2 weeks. So I write my parents. I've got to go buy some airmail letters. I go to the post office in Meir Shearim. I'm standing over there. There's a long line. Long line. I'm standing in line. So I hear people complain. It's taking too long. There's like an uproar in the post office. Suddenly a woman looks at me. She says, "How come you're so calm?" I said, "Ani lo mipo. I'm not from here." She said, "Ani mevin akshav." Now I understand. Yeah. So hard. You go, you line up. You see, this guy's pushing in. You're lining up. You're going on the bus. This guy's coming from around here. This guy's coming around there. This guy's pushing in this guy. This guy's pushing that way. Stay calm. Don't get upset. Especially today when you're getting older. They should have more respect. See a guy with white hair. Give some respect. No, this is a true story. I was in Crete. I was in Crete for a rabbinical conference. Will you believe it? Do you believe that? I don't believe it, but you can see the video. So it's proof. I was there in Crete for a rabbinical conference. Rabbi Kasson. He has his rabbinical conference in Crete. Why? There's a Syrian wedding in Crete. And he's invited. He says, "What am I going to do in Crete by myself in a Syrian wedding? I'm going to take the rabbis with me. We'll have a conference over there." So I got roped in. I went to the conference in Crete. Okay, beautiful. we're all going on this airplane. It's a charter flight full of Israelis. Okay. On the way there, nothing. On the way back, it's interesting. This is amazing. Think about this. It's a big long line. And the guys in control, this is a Greek airline. See a bunch of rabbis. Please come first. Please come first. Are these guys watching? Long line. The rabbis are going first. They start yelling. The guy starts yelling. What's going on over here? Da, 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 da. And this non-Jewish woman stands up. She says, quiet. Call the police if you continue. We allow them to go first. Because they're rabbis. We have respect for them. The guy was dumbfounded. It's so wild. They're quiet. Screaming and shouting. So it's not our fault. They want us to go first. No, I don't believe it. The guys are sneaking. Stay calm. It's so important to stay calm. It's so hard to stay calm, especially in these situations. There's not going to be enough room on the plane. The plane's going to go without me. And person's trapped. Stay calm. At all times, it's better you lose 400 zuz than lose your temper. Well, it's better for someone else's zuz. I'll say that. Ezehu gibor ha-kovesh et Yisrael. Who is mighty? It's true might. This is really true might. It's so hard to do. To stay in control of yourself at all situations. It's so hard to do. And it's good to talk about it and good to ready yourself for it and hope we pass the test. Hopefully we'll pass the test. So hard. So hard. And the trick is, even when you're tired, when you're aggravated, it's so hard. Disappointed, shocked, confused, terrified, you're late, the whole world's crashing down your head. Think about the ring of Ben Ishchai. Or some people say, Shlomo HaMelech's ring. Gam ze yavor. Even this will pass. Even the bad days will pass. Even the worst day in your life will pass. And you know what? The next day is going to be better. All of a sudden it's going to turn. Don't give up hope when it's black. Don't give up hope when it's dark. Don't give up hope. Don't lose your temper. Why? Tomorrow's going to get better. What's going to happen? Emunah. Emunah will pull a person through. I had a rabbi. He did my wedding. Rabbi Abraham David. Rabbi Abraham David was... has long history, okay? But he does my wedding. He was the mashkiach in my yeshiva. Avad Shalom, he was the mashkiach. He used to tell me he was a rabbi in the 40s. When Israel started becoming a state. He was 50s, early 50s. He was in Kollel. They wouldn't get paid. He used to go home with nothing in his pocket. And his wife, his wife's going to ask him, what do you have? Nothing. He said, how did I manage? I used to keep repeating to myself, El Emet, Moshe Emet, Torah Toh Emet. God is true, Moshe is true, the Torah is true. God is true, Moshe is true, the Torah is true. But you know what? He's one of the first rabbis in Israel. He got a very good job. He got a state job, became the Rav Shkuna of Givat Shaul. He was the rabbi of Givat Shaul. In the end, he got paid very well, Baruch Hashem. No complaints. What got him through this, he said? My emunah. El emet. God is true. Moshe is true. The Torah is true. He kept on repeating to himself. His mantra. So how does a person control himself? Say that you got to have some words to say. You got to know what to say. Gamze avor. Gamze avor. Gamzula tova. Gamzula tova. Say to yourself. Mutter under your breath, even though it's so hard. It's so hard. Shlomo Melech says, "V'akas anger bechek kitzilim yanuach. Anger rests in the breast pocket of fools. Because the first thing they do is they whip out their anger. How are they? Every situation, I can't handle the situation. Anger, anger, anger. Look what the Gemara says. Zohar. Three people Hashem loves. Well, Hashem loves everyone, but three especially." Number one who does not get angry. You know, I love them as well because it's so hard. I know myself, it's so hard to do. The person who controls himself, tzaddik. Gibor, righteous person. Number two, one who doesn't become drunk. Imagine all these kiddush clubs. Banned. Don't get drunk. A person doesn't get drunk. Hashem loves a person who doesn't get drunk. And number three, number three is the hardest one. A person who does not demand their full rights. A person who's willing to forgive and forget, even though even though I deserve it. Okay, calm down. Okay. Not so worried about it. I'm not pulling all the time. I'm not going to fight all the time to get what I deserve. I know someone like that. He doesn't even know how much his boss is paying him. Is that good? Doesn't know. Doesn't care. Boss pays. He knows boss pays. How much exactly? I'm not going to fight all the time. You know, how much are you going to pay me? Yeah, a few cents here, a few cents there. Hashem loves that kind of person. Because it's always not demanding. People love demanding. Demanding, of course. Easygoing. Hashem loves someone who's easygoing. So three things. What are three things? Hashem loves a person who doesn't lose his temper. Very, very high level. Tremendously high level. And the Gemara says in Erevin, you can know a person in three things. A kiso, a koso, a kaso. In the kiso, which is in their wallet. What do they spend their money on? That's a simple explanation. If you look at your checkbook, well today, forget about your checkbook, you look at your bank, MasterCard statement, or your credit card statements, where did the money go? You'll see what your priorities are in life. If your money went to yeshiva education for your kids, if your money went to tzedakah, that's your priority in life. Hashem loves you. Kiso. Great. You passed the test. Bekoso. What do you lift your cup to? What do you celebrate? Do you celebrate when the Knicks win? Or when the Mets win, ever? Forget it. Or do you celebrate when Israel is doing well? Do you celebrate when the Jewish people are successful? Do you celebrate at Siyum HaShas? Do you celebrate at a Siyum? Do you celebrate on Shabbat? What do you lift your cup for? Koso. Do you get drunk? Do you not get drunk? And Kaso. What makes you angry? Is it evil that makes you angry? You're in good company. Hashem gets very mad at evil. Or rubbish, garbage. Small things make a person angry. That's how you can tell a person. So a person who carefully guards himself against giving into anger, avoids any arguments. His home is like a holy temple. The home is like a mishkan. Why? Because the Torah, the Gemara says, Ish ve'isha shechina b'nehem. If a man and woman are in peace, Hashem is with them. If the Shekhinah is not with them, Ish. If there's no peace, there's Ish. Because you take out the Yud-Kei from Ish and Isha, Aleph Yud-Shin, and Aleph Shin-Hei, right? You take out the Yud-Hei, Ish, fire. A person's going to keep on thinking, I won't lose my temper, I'm not going to lose my temper. Whatever they say to me, I'm going to try it, not my best, I'm going to lose my temper. I'm going to stay calm. Gets used to the mantra, stay calm. Gamzulatova. Person's going to prepare themselves. The trouble is, it hits you like that. The most unexpected case, and you can't help it. You can't help it. If you practice. They're going to practice and prepare themselves. Right? I can't control what other people do, but I control myself. That's what a person should say. Normally it is the other way around. I control other people, I can't control myself. Right? That's what Shlomo Melech says. He says, right? A person who controls themselves is greater than a person who controls a city. Loked ir, a person who can conquer a city. If you control yourself, you're greater than the person who can conquer a city. You're greater than Kim Zemun. What's the name? Kim Jong-un. I can't remember. Okay. He can control a whole country, but can he control himself? Don't know. But we have to say to ourselves, I can't control other people, I can't control situations, but I can control my attitude. I have to control myself. If I'm not the boss of myself, who's the boss? It's terrible. My Yetzirah is the boss. Who's the boss? That's a really true question. So peace of mind is the key to spiritual growth. Serenity and happiness is the secret of a spiritual person. If you see someone who's at peace, you know, by the way, people are drawn to people who are at peace. You want to be around someone who's at peace. You don't, even animals, even children. Right? If a person's not at peace, people want to keep away from that guy. He's loony. He's a loony. He's off. He's on the edge. He's off his rocker. You know, he's going to explode any minute. If a person's calm, people like that guy. They're not in danger. He's not a threat. It's a secret of spiritual growth. It's a mark of a godly person. Because that means their insides are not boiling over all the time. They're in control of the insides. A person who has trust in Hashem is always calm and composed. It's very hard. It's very hard to always be calm and composed. It's very, very hard. But a person who has faith in God. David HaMelech says in Psalm 55, Golel Hashem Avecha. Put your burdens on Hashem. Hui Chalkelcha. He will look after you. He will provide for you. Put your burdens on Hashem. Why are you getting flustered? A godly person filled with confidence by the assurance his Father in heaven is willing and able to share all his worries and woes. Right, even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me, Hashem, you are with me. If you are with me, what am I scared of? I'm nothing scared of. It's amazing. I don't know how these things happen. I'll tell you. Sometimes you go through life and you wonder, how did I put my kids through yeshiva? I have no idea. I don't know. How did I pay the tuition? I don't know. It's massive tuition bills. I don't know how I paid them. I don't know. You have to have faith. So I looked up today, how much does it cost for an average kid in America to be raised at the age of 18? $250,000. I'm talking about a non-Jewish kid. Non-Jewish kid. $250,000. That's what they say. Imagine a Jewish kid. The yeshiva tuition? $500,000. Minimum. $500,000. It's hard to imagine. How did I raise this child? How did I pay for it? When does it end? Don't ask. Okay. Doesn't end. Baruch Hashem. Hashem should give us more to be able to give more. That's the key. If you are a conduit, you have the bracha. Being a conduit is the best bracha. It means Hashem gave you enough to give to others. You're a conduit to be happy. Conduit is the best. My rabbi in England used to tell me, he says, tzedakah clears the pipes. If you don't give enough tzedakah, your conduit is blocked. You're not getting. Because your conduit is blocked. If you're not giving, you can't get any more. Your vessel is full. So Hashem says, your vessel full, I can't give you anymore. But if you keep your vessel is going out, all right, you have a hole in it, it's going out, Hashem says, I gotta pour more to fill you up. I see it in my charity fund, I see it in the Eitz Chaim. I've never seen miracles, open miracles. I've never seen it like it. I've never seen miracles. You just keep on giving and you keep on giving. I don't know how you get. It's a miracle. This guy comes on. I'll tell you, it's amazing. Hashem is amazing. I was sitting once in my office over here. It's a true story. I was sitting in my office, minding my own business. I get a call, can I come and see you? Okay. Two guys come from Teaneck. Angle with Teaneck. Say, Rabbi, we want to open a school in North Jersey. So good for you, Mazel Tov. What do you want, a bracha? No, we want you to open the school. We opened the school. I don't think about opening schools. Never opened a school in my life. What do you want to do at a school? Do you have any money? No. Do you have anyone back you? No. So I'm going to open a school. It takes big bucks to open a school. I want you to open the school. So we opened the school. I was just there today, 500 kids. It's like a dream. It's like a miracle. I said, it wasn't me. It definitely wasn't me, because I don't know how. It's, how do you get open the school like this? It's a miracle. And the answer is, like Nachshon Ben Aminadav, you jump in, and you don't know how it works. The sea splits. That's life. If you don't jump in, that's why marriage is like jumping into the sea. Because if you don't jump in, it's not going to happen. The sea doesn't split. If you don't jump in, it's not going to happen. Very simple. I met a guy today, he got married at the age of 47. 47. He has three kids. I said, you know, you're unusual. He said, yeah, I know. But it took me a while to settle down. Because I went here, and I went there, and I traveled here, traveled there. He's one of the lucky ones, Baruch Hashem. He has three kids, Baruch Hashem. His son just had a bar mitzvah. Can you imagine, his son had a bar mitzvah, so he is at least 62. Looks young.
And that's the oldest of his children?
That's the oldest. Huh. Baruch Hashem. It's hard to do that. It's better to be a grandfather at the age of 62. It's better to be a great-grandfather. Okay. I had an aunt who probably got married very early because she was a great-grandmother at her age. She was a great-great-grandmother. Whoa. My mother is a great-grandmother. But she's going to be a great-great soon, I think. Is she a great-great, yes? Huh? Yeah, she's a great-great. Is she?
Yeah, your grandchildren.
She's a great-grandmother.
Oh, not yet. So, one more. Yeah, I have grandchildren. Yeah, so she's a great-grandmother.
Yeah, she's a great-grandmother.
But she's not great-great.
Great-great.
Waiting. We're waiting for the great-great. Hazrat Hashem. To be still healthy, and that's a bracha. We see a great-great. Rav Eliashiv. Rav Eliashiv had great-great-grandchildren. He said to his great-grandson, he says, I can do his wedding, I can be a witness to his wedding, because I'm not related to him anymore. In Jewish law, three generations. After the fourth generation, not related anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
My uncle's turned 97. He just became a great, great.
Is he alert? He's awake? Yeah. Alert.
He's got his wits about
Fantastic.
Him.
That's a bracha. That's a tremendous bracha. Tremendous bracha. I want to finish off. Let's finish off. This is a personal credo from a book called Lifelines. I am calm, serene, and in total control at all times. I am unaffected by the emotions of others. I will not allow anyone to unnerve me or project their problems on me. I am clear, assertive, and pleasant. It's hard to be all three. To be assertive and pleasant. It's hard to be. I speak in a low voice. Never knocking anyone. Never degrading anyone. Never say anything negative. I am nice but firm, pleasant, resolute, delightful but determined, cordial but tenacious, respectful but unyielding, gracious but immutable. I may not always be able to control other people or situations, but I can always control my attitude. So that's what we have to work on. We have to work on controlling our attitude. That's what he says. What does he say? Tidnaheg Adam Daber Benachat. Okay. So he tells his son, get used to speaking pleasantly. Tinehek tamid. Always accustom yourself for any situation to speak gently. L'chol adam. All people. L'chol et. Anytime. Don't let anyone faze you. Be'ez Rashi, we'll get to this level. It's a tremendous level.